Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Hello, and welcome to today's broadcast of the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. You know, before I came into the studio, I thought that I had it all laid out in my head, and I had it on paper as to what I would be talking about in today's radio show. Of course, over the last 7 days, it's been a horrific week for private security. And as I tried to find a way to explain it or to talk about it or to, I don't know, just pour my feelings out to you listeners, I found myself kind of thinking about the things I've been saying for years. Now, this past week in the security industry, 10 security officers died, 8 by gunfire, 1 by a suspicious drowning where the officer had been missing for 10 days before his body was recovered in his vehicle in the lake on the property where he was on duty. And you know, you look at these cases, you look at these deaths, you look at these homicides, these murders, and you wonder, how can we prevent this from happening? Is there anything that we as an organization, that Private Officer International, can do? We offer free training. We do regional classes. We get involved with multiple states' regulatory training, and we become instructors for them. We provide free webinars, and in every program that I record, every radio show, I try to give detailed training at the bottom half of every program. We send out literature. We send out free news as to what's happening in the industry every day, 24/7. We have somebody that we pay to do this. We have a team responsible for collecting news and statistics and data so that the security industry on all levels, uniform, plain clothes, retail, investigators, owners, alarm operators, patrol operators, could all be informed and have better information as to what's happening out there so that they can pass it along to their employees, putting out alerts and BOLOs and information as to what's happening in their specific area. And I just hit the nail on the head. We send out detailed information, not just, you know, what's happening across the country, but specific information to what's happening in your area so that you can be aware that, hey, the state of Texas had 9 homicides in the last month. The state of California, they're hitting casinos. Texas, they're hitting game rooms and robbing and shooting security personnel. New York, they're attacking you, ambushing security personnel on duty and off duty. We send out all of this detailed information at no cost. At my cost, actually. I'm the one paying for it. And yet, we get little response back from anybody, and we get very little appreciation. And we know that companies use the information for training, Some use it for their own personal gain. And I wish there was a way that we could stop that. But all of our efforts are for naught because it's not reducing injuries or deaths of security officers. And I'm not responsible, and our company is not responsible for this increase, but yet we feel responsible. We feel like there's more that we can do. Everything that I thought I would talk about on today's radio program has been pushed aside, and I'm not sure what to talk about. We have a lot of breaking news, of course, and I'm going to talk about some of the deaths of the security officers that have occurred over the last 7 days. We know that there's been more than 36 other security officers who have been shot. We know that the increase of the use of firearms against private security and private law enforcement and retail is on the rise. We know that workplace violence of all types are on the rise. And we follow OSHA. We get all of the bulletins and updates. We're OSHA instructors. And we talk about the various types of workplace violence, not just against security, but grocery store clerks, hospitals, even people in the service industry, in the trade industry, are seeing workplace violence and injuries and deaths on the workplace go up. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that we provide and produce all of this information and news to folks at no cost. And we provide all of the OSHA and workplace violence training and so many other courses to corporations of all types, not just security, across the country. And I'm proud that we decided long ago that this was going to be our agenda. This is going to be the type of curriculum that we were going to teach to educate people how to be safer in all areas of the workplace. And yet, every day, as we monitor more than 3,000 news sources, we can't help but feel like this isn't working. What we're doing isn't getting out. The message isn't getting out, even though we have tens of thousands of people who read our emails, our news alerts, listens to our radio show, and soon an online TV format will be broadcasted, but it doesn't appear that the message is getting out. I remember my days in church. I even preached for a while and saying at various churches. I remember evangelists telling me that they would get the message and God would lay certain topics on their hearts and they would preach their heart out. And sometimes from the pulpit, they would see the congregation just wasn't getting it or wasn't in tune or, you know when somebody's paying attention when they're not. And behind a microphone and from an office and from broadcasting on the internet and sending out information, we don't know if people are getting it or not. We're not able to look in their face. I hope that you are, but I wonder if you really truly get it, if you truly spread the news, the gospel, if you're telling your coworkers. I don't know. When we come back from the radio commercial break, the first break, we have a lot of information to share with you, a lot of news. I'll talk about our memorial services, our award program, all of those things coming up. But the most serious aspect of what I do is try to get that news and information out to you so that you can tell others, other coworkers, and hopefully it will prevent an injury or a death. That is my sole purpose of all the things that we do here at Private Officer International. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat radio show. And if you have any comments, suggestions, we always tell you, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Send them our way. We'll be happy to look at them, consider them, and discuss them with our listeners. We'll be right back.
Scott Thurman, and I currently serve as the Chief of Police for the Birmingham Police Department. The Birmingham Police Department is the largest police department in the state of Alabama and is also an accredited police department. We recently celebrated our 150th year anniversary, and we're hiring, so we need you to be a part of our team. There are a number of career opportunities within the Birmingham Police Department, such as our new real-time crime center, our SWAT team, our detectives, our air support unit, and canine unit, just to name a few. We also have a 4-10 work schedule, which allows for our officers to have 3 days off each week. Please contact our hiring unit at 205-254-1712 for more information. The citizens of Birmingham are depending on you, so come get your badge.
98 known security officers dead so far this year on duty. Most are killed in homicides, murdered. And we always say known because even though we're tracking daily the statistics to the best that we can, we don't catch everything. And also the fact is, as we've stated for almost 20 years now, the fact is that many times when security officers are killed, it either doesn't make the media. If it does make the media, it's the local media. It doesn't make national media. And sometimes, quite often actually, their name is not mentioned at all because that information is not released right away, sometimes because they haven't notified the family, sometimes because they don't know who they have laying there on the ground dead, deceased. And so nationwide, names are not always reported. It took us almost 2 years one time to finally track down the name of the security officer who was murdered. Not because we didn't have, you know, the time or didn't make the effort. The fact is that the local news made note of the actual homicide, didn't disclose the name, probably didn't have it at that time, but never did a follow-up story. And so it never made the rounds through the internet circuit, social media, or any media platform whatsoever. And even though we had made contact with police and media and different folks in the area, we couldn't find out the employer or the name of the officer deceased for almost 2 years. So even though we try to have an accurate number, it doesn't always happen. Now, this week alone, six known security officers were murdered. We know that. And of those six, three happened in California all in 1 week. Unusual, but not unheard of. It's happened before. But I can tell you that the more that we look at the circumstances that are happening, the more that I am convinced that it's getting beyond the point of us just saying, well, it's not something that happens all the time. It is something that happens all the time. Three security officers, two in L.A. County, one in the city of Los Angeles and one in the county, both murdered within about 14 hours of each other. Another murder in California this past week happened in Sacramento at a casino. As far as I am aware, all of them were unarmed or had maybe less lethal weapons. We haven't confirmed that. Possibly they had a firearm. One or two of them had a firearm. We don't know. We don't know who was armed. One was a casino, one was a marijuana dispensary, and one was a patrol assignment. A fourth security officer murdered this past week. This happened in Augusta, Georgia, where the woman was murdered at a animal health distribution center. Who would kill a security officer at a distribution center? Well, police already know that the suspect is Cornell Thomas, but they don't know how these two are related, if at all, or if she even knew him, but somehow they were able to identify him. A fifth security officer was found under suspicious circumstances dead in a lake in Texas. And a second Texas security officer was murdered at an apartment complex. His name not yet released. And if all of this seems like a whole lot happening in the security industry in 1 week, let me tell you about this. On Friday, at the Mall of America, where they recently had a shooting, the security team is being credited with the capture of an armed robbery suspect who was armed with an AR-15. He robbed a store at gunpoint. Mall security officers had been surveilling him by camera. They didn't evacuate the mall. They didn't want to cause widespread panic. They notified police that they were surveilling him by camera. They put together a plan, a team of plainclothes security officers and uniformed security officers stationed nearby where this robbery occurred as they continued to surveil and track him. And when the timing was right and there wasn't a lot of shoppers around, the plainclothes security officers quickly just slung him to the ground and subdued him. Other mall uniformed security officers quickly rushed in. They got him in custody and got the AR-15 platform rifle away from him. Authorities say that he's facing multiple felonies. They say that he already had outstanding warrants as well. And that's just some of what's going on. We know that more than 3 dozen security officers were shot in this past week. Now, I don't care what companies say, but I do care what companies do. Putting people out there in harm's way, thinking nothing's going to happen, thinking that they're in a safe environment, that the client's property is not, doesn't really have any crime. They just want security presence. Those days are they've never been here, but they're gone if they were. And we need to step forward and step up and realize it's time to arm our officers, train our officers, provide them with body armor and with body cameras. There's no other way to do this job appropriately. I have been talking for years about how private security is changing from that static guard at the access point to a more proactive hands-on private quasi-police, and that's what's happening. And in many states, private police is a thing, and it allows officers to be armed and better trained and have law enforcement authority on the property. I am sad every time that we get another news alert about a security officer being killed. Why are there so many being killed? Is this all of a sudden? Is this just a phenomenon? Is this something that's just temporary? Well, we've researched this for years. And every year, at the end of the year, when we take the count, the final count of security officers who've been injured and killed in the line of duty, we track what happened. What was the scenario? What was the situation that caused or may have caused this security officer to become a victim of a homicide or an assault? And what we're finding a number of things, actually, but one of the things that we're finding is sometimes they know their killer. They know the shooter. Just this year, we've tracked at least 6 incidents of shootings and homicides of security personnel that involve former boyfriends, girlfriends, new boyfriends, or even ex-husband, ex-wife, family members. They're bringing it to the job. And as I've said before, and I gave a speech a number of years ago during a memorial service, I said the same thing then. When there's a domestic situation, when there's a situation where two people are into it, they're having some type of confrontation, that second person may not know where you live. They may not know who you're staying with. They may not know how to track you down, but if they know where you work, where you go to school, where you go to church, they know you will be there on such and such day at such and such time, and we're seeing this in the security business. A number of years ago in South Carolina, a security officer worked the overnight shift, and his ex-wife's new boyfriend and him had been into it over their children, the children of his wife, his children, and the new boyfriend being in the picture, evidently was a little bit aggressive or abusive with the children, and they were into it, and this new boyfriend took them out, took a hunting rifle, and hid until the security officer reported for work, and the person he was relieving left, and then the new boyfriend shot and killed him. And police investigating found that there had been some domestic situations and confrontations with the new boyfriend, and didn't take a whole lot to add 2 and 2 and give 4 and charge that boyfriend. They might have been able to even charge the ex-wife, but they didn't. So sometimes these things happen because of other things that are happening that has nothing to do with the job whatsoever. It's just the place where the victim happens to be when they're killed. I told you about a month or two ago, a TSA officer who was off duty, and he was walking to his mother's home on a Sunday to have dinner, and he was gunned down, ambushed, and authorities investigated and found that he too had been involved in a situation with someone that he knew. Another security officer was gunned down in New Jersey while driving. Police say the shooter there in that case was the brother of a man that the security officer had killed while on duty about a year and a half previously and was not charged. You see, a lot of times there's a lot of different reasons why police and security officers get killed on the job. Sometimes it's not job related whatsoever, and other times, of course, it is. Again, if you have any suggestions on how to prevent it, how to better protect our security personnel, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We'll be right back here on the Frontline Protectors. I mean, we're all about those men and women in private security, private law enforcement, and even public law enforcement. You're listening to the sound of the Private Officer Beat, the voice of the Frontline Protector. We'll be right back.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International.
Biddeford 113.
Biddeford, go ahead.
113, could you respond to Pool Street in the area of UNE? Have a report of a motor vehicle crash. Two vehicles head on, multiple PI. Drake?
Okay, 10-4, I'll be en route.
Do you know what to do when you hear an emergency vehicle approaching? Slow down. Signal. Move to the right as far as you can. Stop when it's safe to do so. It's a law. Remember to pull to the right for sirens and lights. Help save a life.
You told me not to talk to strangers. You told me not to cross the street without looking both ways.
You told me not to touch the stove. You told me not to do drugs.
You told me not to drink and drive.
You gave me so many messages about how to stay safe.
Why didn't you keep me safe by properly storing your gun?
Right now, we are taking nominations for the Officer Award Program that's sponsored by Private Officer International every single year. And the closing date is September the 10th this year. If you would like to nominate someone, your boss, coworker, a police officer, or somebody else that you know, all that you have to do is fill out the online form at privateofficer.org/awards and or contact us here at helpdesk at privateofficer.com, and we'll send you that nomination form. This is something that we do. It's a special program that we have offered since the conception of our organization, and we love doing it every year. So, again, if you haven't received that, maybe you need to sign up for our free breaking news alerts, Officer Down reports. You can do that by going to privateofficer.org today, and you can sign up. Box will drop down. Just put in your name and your email address, and it'll be taken care of. We don't spam you. We don't sell the information. You don't have to worry about any of that. Also, for the first time in a couple of years, Private Officer International will again be arranging several memorial services across the country. I understand that a couple of our members is putting one together in Memphis, Tennessee. We hope to have one in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to have one in Pensacola, Florida, and elsewhere. If you or your business, hospital, church, company would like to sponsor it, it's very simple. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Blue Ram Media Group is something else. But you can do that today. We are also asking, as we do each year, that each of you consider going to our website at privateofficer.org/officerdown, click on the benevolent page, and donate. Once a year, we come to our membership and followers and those who have taken advantage of all of the great services and resources that we offer, almost always free of charge. It doesn't cost people for most of the things that we do. And we ask that once a year that you come forward and that you give as much as you can to help our benevolent fund that is used to assist officers who are injured and families of those who are killed in the line of duty, as well as we try to support Crime Stoppers whenever a security officer is murdered. I just spoke a few moments ago that 10 security officers died in 7 days. 9 were murdered. The 10th one is under suspicious circumstances, having been found dead in a vehicle, drowned. We don't know if it was an accident, a suicide, or something else. Police performed an autopsy this week, and we're waiting for the results. But please go to our website, privateofficer.com/officerdown, and click on the benevolent page and donate. Now, you can donate a one-time donation. You can also sign up to donate $25, $50, $100 a month, or whatever else you can afford. Without your financial support, we cannot provide the services that we're currently providing. And I'm afraid that sooner than later, that we will all but be shut down being able to assist people with financial assistance or reward money or even operating. You know, we spend over 100 hours a week, not a month, a week on the news itself. And that money is coming out of my pocket. If you would like to advertise your business, that would be a way for you to support Private Officer International and also get something for your money. You can advertise your business on our website. You can advertise your business on our radio shows, on our blogs. Every place we have multiple layers of platforms and digital magazine, upcoming TV programs. You can advertise on them all for one inclusive price. For more information, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of great services that we offer, and we have a lot of great education and training resources. Some people take advantage of it. Some people don't. Some people, you know, they say they want certain things, but when it becomes available, they don't have the time or they can't put in the effort. I'm really afraid for what is happening to the security industry, and not just security. When we say security, we're talking about bouncers, loss prevention agents, organized retail crime investigators, uniformed security, malls. There's a whole gamut. People hear security and they think a guard, unarmed, doesn't know nothing, doesn't have any education. And sometimes that's true, but not always. There are so many different areas of the security industry, and we need your help to support it all. When we come back from the break.